This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, April 14th, God's word for you today is higher still. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 84, verse 7, and it says, "They go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power, and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem, before God in Zion." What could be harder than taking a fortified city? It is taking a fortified city inhabited by giants, and that is what it is to take Hebron. That is what it is to take the mountain of relationships. But guess what? Your net worth is actually directly proportional to your network. The quality of your network directly affects your net worth. The reason a lot of people are poor today is the only thing the demon needs to do is make everybody turn their back on you. But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have quality help. You will not just have help, you will have quality help. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will be quality help. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, please read, "David's kingdom was consolidated at Hebron. Until you take Hebron, the kingdom, your destiny will not be consolidated." David had ruled over Judah. Hebron was part of the cities of Judah for 7.5 years. But until they came to Hebron, it was not consolidated. In Genesis chapter 35, verse 27, please read, "Jacob returned to Isaac at Hebron." There are relationships between parents and children that have been estranged. When you take Hebron, that son, that daughter is going to come back to you. And if you have taken Hebron, guess what? You will not lose your son or your daughter. It is important to know that it is never too late to take Hebron. Caleb told us and showed us this in Joshua chapter 14, verse 10 to 13. Please read. "You will think an 85-year-old should be ready to retire, even though they lived longer back then. But 85 is still an old age. Yet, Caleb said, give me this mountain." So, the first mountain we need to claim is Mount Carmel, the place of altars. The second mountain we need to claim is Bethlehem, the Mount of Provision. The third mountain we need to claim is Hebron, network, relationships. And the fourth mountain we need to claim, the Mountain of Mountains, is the Mountain of Zion. Did you know that Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, is set on a mountain? Jerusalem is a city of Judah, and it is surrounded by mountains. Hebron, Bethlehem, all these mountains. Psalm 125 verse 2 says, "Just as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever." Jerusalem is used interchangeably with Zion, and sometimes the city of David. For us, Jerusalem, Zion, is the church. The church here is both the church militant and the church triumphant. The church here is the harmony of the church on earth and the church in heaven. Zion. Let us pray. Father, even as I appear before the Lord in Zion, I increase in strength and I experience victory at Hebron in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.